Hey, it's Wendy. For the past 3 weeks, we've dropped episodes focused on one hospital system in one county in one state. But this story is so much bigger than that. Just ask anyone from a neighboring hospital who is now dealing with the fallout of the closure crisis, or who is in another hospital similarly bought and bankrupted. Come back on Thursday for the full episode, but in the meantime, listen to this.
A motor vehicle collision on 95. And I looked up and I'm standing on 95 southbound, and I look up and I could literally see Crozier standing next to the wrecked out vehicle. And Crozier had closed the emergency department like 3 days prior, I think. So we ended up taking them down to Delaware. So what would have been maybe a 2 to 3 minute transport turned into like 25 or 30 minutes.
Somebody who can just go a few blocks, now they got to go a couple miles. And them couple miles and a couple minutes are crucial. You got to understand something. I worked on a heart unit, bro. I worked on a telemetry unit. Minutes are crucial. It's been times where we had to transport a patient from the third floor to the fourth floor that didn't make it. So that's going to go, and it's not even summer yet. So we already know what goes on in the community during the summertime. A lot of people are going to lose their life for the simple fact that Crozier closed their doors.
We have had private equity close first a hospital in Sharon, Pennsylvania, in Western PA, now Crozier Chester, and there's a hospital in Scranton that's teetering on the brink right now.
The patient volume has increased significantly. We're already on like bed alert for the hospital admissions. I think as of last night, even there were no available beds.
This spring time that we're in right now, this is historically a lull in our volume, and we're still seeing, the area hospitals that are left being massively overwhelmed.
Crozier and Chester isn't that different than a lot of communities across Pennsylvania. Buy it up, drain it out, and then who cares what's left?
Yeah, it's happening across Pennsylvania. It's happening across the country.
It's a national issue.
You know, if you think this is bad, just buckle up.